about the sort of thing in, you know.
Would you call that on a house? That would be a loft?
Mm-hmm. If it was on to the house, it would be a loft.
And, you mentioned a kitchen. Did you ever hear another name for a kitchen? Ever hear a cookhouse or cook room?
Nothing but a kitchen, all I ever heard.
Okay. And, the little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and things.
We call that a storage house.
But sort of a special place, just little room just off the kitchen where you keep your kitchen goods.
Wouldn't you call that storage house or not?
Well, you could. I'll say something like kitchen closet or pantry or...
Yeah, some of them call them pantry.
Did you ever have one on your house? Or?
No.
And, say if you had a lot of old worthless things that you were going to throw out, you'd say, well, that's not good anymore, that's just...
Well, that's right.
Just maybe old worthless things, maybe broken down furniture or something. You'd say that's just...
I ain't never had no to throw out what we have, you know, what we have, and my husband was living. We would try to have it repaired, you know. Before he passed, we were going to have that studio cart recovered, but he passed before he did it. We were going to have that one recovered. We always trying to, you know, save. Instead of running to the store buying all the time, we trying to repair what we have in the house.
But did you ever hear of them? Let's say if you did have some things that weren't any good anymore, what would you call them?
Things that weren't no good. I guess those would have some that no good that carries to the junk pile.
Would you call that junk then, or
junk?
What if you had a building or room that was used to store things that you didn't want to throw out, but you didn't know what to do with them?
I got one back then.
What do you call that?
I call it the storage room, and I'm storage room and the bed back there too. And see, I don't have nowhere to put all the junk, so I just throw them back there and store them back there in the back room. And sometimes they come in mighty handy, you know. People's getting burnt out, or people have a lot of children. Don't have, you know, nothing for them. I mostly take the best thing and make children clothes out of them. Where they have something to wear. So, yet instead they're not throwing away. That's helping others.
Talking about your housework, you say if your house was all messed up, you'd say, I have to do what? I have to
clean up.
And what you sweep with would be the...
What would I sweep with? With us. I'm supposed to sweep with a straw broom, but I'm using stick broom now to sweep with. I'm supposed to use a stick broom because I've been operated on so many times, but we can't find no straw now. And so what little sweeping I do it with stick broom.
What do you mean stick broom? Stick
broom. Right there.
Why aren't you supposed to use that?
You have to use when you can't get a straw broom. We used to bring straw out the field, you know, and save it. After the frost falls on it, we bring straw out the field and save it, make brooms out of it, and sweep the floor.
How's it?
Where you can sweep under the bed good with.